Did you know that most vitamin D3 supplements come from sheep's wool? Ew, seriously. They squeeze the grease out of the wool and process it with chemicals, and then you eat it. I'm Kat, mother of three and founder of Ritual, the company making traceability the new standard in the supplement industry. When I was pregnant, I got rid of products I didn't want anywhere near my body. I found that many multivitamins contain high amounts of heavy metals, synthetic colorants, and even lacked some of the nutrients we actually needed. So what did I do? At 4 months pregnant, I quit my job and started Ritual because all women deserve to know what they're putting in their bodies and why. Ritual's products are made traceable, meaning we share the science and sourcing for every single ingredient. For example, our vegan vitamin D3 comes from sustainably harvested lichen in Nottingham, England, not sheep. We trace like a mother because, let's be honest, no one cares quite like a mother. See for yourself with 25% off at ritual.com/podcast.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Welcome to Kingdom Business News and Interviews with Essence E, where there is inspiration in every interview and hope in every topic. Hello, everyone, and welcome back to my show. I'm your host, Essence E, and I pray everyone is having a beautiful day out there today. I pray you guys are pushing forward and you're fulfilling the purpose that God has given you. Amen. So today, the topic of the show is called, Why Do People See It and Yet Still Don't Believe It? So go grab something to eat or to drink and go grab those Bibles and let's dive right into this show. So first, you know, this show is about, you know, when people notice wonders and signs, and when they do hear about what's going on with Christ and the end times, it's like they do not see it. They do see it. They see the signs, but they do not believe it. So I'm thinking in the back of my mind, you know, I'm seeing all these things going on all around me, and I can feel it and I believe it. So for me, I ask the question, why do people see this, but they still do not believe it? They still harden their heart towards Christ. And you know, it's like you see all the signs. You're listening to it. You see it. We have movies out there that talk about the rapture and the end times and what's going to happen. And I believe that we're right there. We are right here in this, standing in the middle of this. Look at our economy. Look at price inflation. Look at all the things that are going around us. Look at Israel. Take a good look at all these things. You keep hearing it. You see it, but yet you still don't believe it. That's like when Jesus was here on this earth. He did miracles in front of people. They saw it, and yet they still didn't believe it. Or when Moses took his staff to the Nile River, and he turned it into blood. He turned it into blood because God took his staff and turned that water into blood. Pharaoh saw it, yet still didn't believe it. Why is it when we do see with our eyes, we just can't accept it in our hearts? Why? Why is that, do you think? Now, with Moses and with the Pharaoh, you see, Pharaohs were always raised to believe that they are gods. They think that they are greater than anyone out there. You know, for example, like Queen Cleopatra, she thought she came from the daughter of Isis, or with, Caesar, he came from the planet, I believe, was it Saturn or Jupiter? Well, I don't know. But anyway, it was one of those two. But the thing is, they grew up thinking that they were gods. They thought that no one can touch them. So let's say, for instance, with Pharaoh, he was seeing all these things that God was doing to the land, what he was doing to the land of Egypt. And he still hardened his heart and said, I will not let the people go. Why do you think that is? Why do you think that Pharaoh's heart was so hardened? Because I believe that Pharaoh's heart was so hardened because he could not believe someone could be greater than him. He thought that he could defeat God. He thought that, you know, this right here, I'm going to come with my armies and I'm going to destroy all the Israelites. All of the Israelites. And to where there is no more Israelites anywhere anymore. He tried to do that, but guess what? Guess what God did? God took Moses' staff, and when Moses put it down at the Red Sea and split it up in two so the Israelites could get through. But what do you think it did to Pharaoh? All that water fell on top of Pharaoh and his armies. So what I'm saying is, how can we see it? How can we know it? We see the signs of the times, but yet don't believe it. You know, I watched this movie, another good example. It's called A Distant Thunder. It's one of those old films. It scared me half to death when I was younger because we watched it in school. But anyway, we were following this woman, and she was in The Thief of the Night. That was the first movie. But we were following her into this movie where she was having such difficulty and accepting the Lord Jesus Christ. Her grandmother told her about Christ. Her friend told her about Christ. And now that she's living in the tribulation, you would think that she would have accepted Christ. You know, automatically you think, as soon as it's happening right now, you know that Christ is real. You know that everybody you loved has gone, has disappeared. And you would think that you would automatically accept Christ. She did not. She did not. She still hardened her heart because she was trying to understand, if God is love, how come he will allow all these things to happen? That's what she said to her one friend. She was, and she was like, why, if God loves me, why would he put me through this? And the thing is, it's not God's fault. It never was God's fault. We all have a choice to make, and we have to live by our choices. It's either we're going to accept God or we're going to reject God. But to me, if you know that God is real, if you know Christ is real, and you can, and you see it and you know it, how do you not still believe it? How can you still harden yourself to Christ? And I want to tell people out there that Christ is knocking at your door. Right now, he literally is knocking at your door. Can't you feel him? Can't you feel him saying, my son, my daughter, I want you with me. I don't want to live without you through all eternity. He's saying that to you right now. But we as people, we succumb to our flesh, then adhere to the spirit. You know, sometimes our flesh, it will trick us. Our flesh be like, oh, we feel good in this, we feel good in that. But what about your soul? What does your soul feel right now? What does your soul feel? Because sometimes your soul be like, you know, I'm having fun and all, but I feel so empty inside. Like, there's something more to all of this. And there is something more to all of this. You know, our flesh every single day wants us to succumb to the things of the world, wants us to give it to our flesh, wants us to give it to sex, drugs, money, and to live on that high life like some people do. Some people do that. But there is something greater, and you have a greater purpose in your life than that lifestyle. Do not go after that life. Do not seek that life out there, because that's not the life for you. That's not the life for anybody out there. Let me tell you something. That life is filled with emptiness, loneliness. People will betray you. There's no love there. And people don't realize the spirits that are surrounding them right now. You know, people don't know, because they, just because you can't see it, it doesn't mean that it's not there. You can see it and you can feel it. You can feel these spirits trying to come at you. You can feel the emptiness of these spirits, and it feels, oh my gosh, it feels like that you're in a hole somewhere trying to dig out. You're trying to dig your soul out because you don't want to be in that. I know a lot of people who think that money, fame, and fortune and good looks is going to get you somewhere, but that is a temporary happiness. You are not going to be happy no matter how many times you try to trick yourself with your mind. You are not going to be happy in that life. You know what Jesus gives you? He gives you love. He gives you joy. He gives you peace through the worst of circumstances. When you think that certain things should have taken you out by now, he gives you that peace to sustain. He gives you those 2 feet to stand on to sustain. Because he's with you. He's providing for you. He is going to be there for you in the trenches. He is not going to let you go. That is what a life, that is what a life with Christ is like. You may not be the richest in the world. You may not have the best job, or, you know, you may not even have that many people you can call friend. But I can tell you one thing, when you're led with Christ, when you will find your treasure, and God is going to bless you with the treasure and the blessings that he wants to give you. Just know and remember that, because that life out there in that world is not going to bring you anything. Trust me, if you feel that right, if you feel that right now surrounding you, because let me tell you something, these spirits are real. Satan wants to destroy everybody. He wants to destroy all of God's people. He wants to destroy you and me. He wants souls. That's all that he wants to do. This is a battle for souls. This is nothing but a battle for souls. So I'm telling you right now, do not give your soul to the enemy. Do not give your soul to him. I know that you have seen Christ. You may not seen what he looks like, but I know you have felt his presence. That is seeing him alone. You don't have to see him to believe in him. I remember when Thomas was doubting the disciples about seeing him, Thomas said, unless I put my hand through the holes of his hand from the nails on the cross, or from his feet and his fist in his side where they pierced him, he said he's not going to believe it. And that's when Jesus appeared to him. And then he told him to come over there to him and to put his hands where he said he wanted to put his hand, to put his hands at his feet and on his side. And basically, Jesus said, you see me and now you believe. But Jesus said, blessed are they who have not seen me and yet still believe. I don't have to see him to know that he is real. He is real. He is everywhere. Christ is everywhere. So if you know it, if you see it, if you know it, why don't you believe it? Why don't you let your heart believe it? Why are you hardening your heart towards the Lord? It's because something bad happened to you. It's because you're thinking that everything is happening bad in your life, and that God is not there. God has never turned away from you. He just wants you to humble yourself before him and ask him, Lord, help me. Help me, Lord. Help me through this trial in my life. Help me to rid myself of all the things that are holding me back. Bless me, O Heavenly Father God. Push me forward. Lord Jesus, I am your servant. I will do whatever it takes, Heavenly Father God. He wants you to humble yourself before him, because we need God. We need Christ. We need Christ. If we didn't need Christ, he wouldn't have to have died on the cross. But we need him each and every single day, because we can't do it alone. We can't do it by ourselves. We need him. We need Jesus. And we need to humble ourselves. I know things have gone bad in your life, but that is not God's fault. That is not God's fault. It is man's fault. It is this world's fault. We live in a fractured creation. When we come to Christ, he even said, this life is not going to be a bed of roses. It is not. But what we have to look forward to is our next life. Our next life that's going to be better than this, where there are no bills, where there's no pain, where there's no sickness. We're not losing our loved ones left and right. We don't even have to eat food if we did not want to. We would be in the light all the time. There would be no darkness. So, like I said, why? I'm begging people out there right now, why do you see it and yet you still don't believe it? And I pray to God that you will see it this day. That you will see it this day and that you will believe it this day. Not only see it, because I know you saw it. I know you saw it. Because God reveals himself to everybody. He does. He does in some ways. He reveals himself to everybody. Look at the trees. Look at the sun. Look at the moon. Look at the stars. Look at our whole entire universe. Who do you think put that up there? It wasn't man. Because if it was man, please, there would be a maintenance man every single time. It'd be 9 a.m. and then it'll be 9 a.m. in the morning. And then the moon would be out by that time. Come on now, if it was a human person who actually created the world, so to speak, I'm just saying, you would need a maintenance man every single time, because it doesn't work. But the sun rises on time, the night comes on time, the stars shine on time, the universe stands still, it stands still at all times. Who do you think did that? So please, right now, in the mighty name of Jesus, unharden your heart. Let the Lord in. Don't be stubborn no more. Stop blaming God for everything that has happened in your life. Stop blaming him for that, because it's not his fault. When that girl said that in that movie, if God loves me, why has he put me through this? And the thing is, God did not put her through that, because she could have made the choice to be raptured if she just would have accepted Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior, had a relationship with him. That was not God's fault. And she still could have accepted him at the end. She still could have. So I'm saying to you right now, before it's too late, accept Jesus Christ today. Let him be Lord in your life. Because if you're seeing it, please start believing in it. Really believe in it. Please, and know what's around you. Know that Satan wants to destroy you. He wants to destroy all of us, man. He really wants to destroy all of us. So I beg of you in Jesus' name right now, please, please stop blaming God for everything, because God has a perfect plan in your life. He wants you to go on and to live a life fulfilled in him. He wants you to bask in his glory. He wants you to be with him at the end for all eternity. That is what God wants. Accept him today. Accept Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior today. So first, I would like to read something in Matthew chapter 24. We're going to start off at verse 4, and we're going to stop around verse 14, 4 through 14. And it says, Jesus told them, "Don't let anyone mislead you, for many will come in my name claiming I am the Messiah. They will deceive many. And you will hear wars and threats of wars, but don't panic. Yet these things must take place, but the end won't follow immediately. Nation will go to war against nation, and kingdom against kingdom. There will be famines and earthquakes in many parts of the world, but all this is only the first of the birth pains, with more to come." Then you will be arrested, persecuted, and killed. You will be hated all over the world because you are my followers. And many will turn away from me and betray and hate each other. And many false prophets will appear and deceive many people. Sin will be rampant everywhere, and the love of many will grow cold. But the one who endures to the end will be saved. And the good news about the kingdom will be preached throughout the whole world, so that all nations will hear it, and then the end will come. Amen. I wanted to read that from Matthew chapter 24. And now we're still in 24, but I wanted to read this passage as well. And this is 37, chapter 24, verses 37 through 44. And it says, "When the Son of Man returns, it will be like it was in the days of Noah. In those days before the flood, the people were enjoying banquets and parties and weddings, right up to the time Noah entered his boat. People didn't realize what was going to happen until the flood came and swept them all away. That is the way it will be when the Son of Man comes. Two men will be working in the field. One will be taken, the other left. Two women will be grinding flour at the mill. One will be taken, the other left. So you too must keep watch, for you do not know what day your Lord is coming. Understand this, if a homeowner knew exactly when a burglar was coming, he would keep watch and not permit his house to be broken into. You also must be ready all the time, for the Son of Man will come when least expected." Amen. So when Christ comes back, it will be like the days of Noah, and we are living like we are in the days of Noah. People are enjoying banquets and parties and weddings, and then they were doing that right up until the time Noah entered the boat. Now, if anyone does not know who Noah is, Noah was the man who God told to build the ark, because God destroyed the earth. This is when he destroyed the earth the first time, but he destroyed it with water. And Noah was building on his boat. Everybody thought he was crazy. Everybody came by, made fun of him all day long. Noah's ark was pretty huge. So anyway, so when that day came, and when Noah's family entered the ark with all the animals and things like that, oh my gosh, people believed him then when it happened, and they wanted to get into the boat with him, but the only person who had the key was the Lord. I believe Noah would have let people in, but the Lord had the key, and the Lord was not going to let anybody in. You see, this is what I'm saying. Get on the first boat now. Do not wait. Do not wait until it's too late. Get on the first boat now while you have a chance. Know that God is real. Know that God is for you. You see it. Please start believing it. I just want to thank everyone for tuning in to this show today. I just pray that each and every single one of you has gotten something from this show. And I just pray that the Lord will lead you and guide you in all things, and know that he is there for you. Just know that he is there for you right now. So right now we're going to play a song, and this is by one of my favorite artists. His name is Tarn Wells, and it's called "Take It All Back." It's an awesome song. Go listen to it, download it. Please download all the music that I play on this show, because it's really awesome music. There are people who are doing magnificent things in the kingdom. I just want to say a shout out to South Africa for their Christian artists. Their Christian artists are amazing. I have some amazing songs from them, and they are amazing people. And I just thank God for what they're doing in South Africa. They are really doing it up there. And I just want to thank everyone for listening to this show. And I just want to thank everyone for their love and for their support for listening. And just know that you have purpose. Remember to keep on going. Never, ever stop. Don't let the enemy discourage you. Do not let the enemy discourage you, because he just wants to steal, kill, and destroy you. Do not let him do that. in the mighty name of Jesus, be blessed. Know that God is real and God is for you and he loves you so much. So until next time, this is SSE, and I just pray that you guys have a beautiful and awesome day. I love you. God bless.
Fear's got me living with the lights out, chained down like a prisoner in my own house. Shame cycles like a deadly medication. I try but I can't change my situation, cause that liar comes to rob my joy. Yeah, I'm bruised but I'm not destroyed. I'm rising like an army and you're gonna hear the sound. I'm calling the angels down. I'm storming the gates of hell. What the enemy stole. You can't speak your lies over my family, no. You can't break the promises that I'm standing on.
Ain't got a flex to put you back in your place now. One name is all I gotta say.
Took from me in the name of the one who is peace, the one who heals our disease, the only reason that I am free. That name is Jesus, Lord of Lords and King of Kings. Jesus, the name that makes the demons flee. I want it all now, we're taking it back now. Yeah, you know it's going down when you hear the sound.
I'm calling the angels down.
I'm storming the gates of hell. Tell the devil he don't own my soul.
Taking back what the enemy
stole.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
You want to be remembered as the guy who made everybody laugh. You want to be remembered for the cool stuff you did and for being there to help out your friends and your family. You want to be remembered as an awesome dad. You don't want to be remembered as the guy who died too young because he didn't have a seatbelt on. So do one simple click and buckle up. You don't want to be remembered as the guy who didn't. A message from the Virginia Department of Motor Vehicles. Click it or ticket.